becoming disorganized within. Conscientious parents often become alarmed when they discover attachment research, worrying that their occasional impatience or their ordinary lapses in attunement may permanently damage their kids. In real life, there are bound to be misunderstandings, inept responses, and failures of communication. Because mothers and fathers miss cues or are simply preoccupied with other matters, infants are frequently left to their own devices to discover how they can calm themselves down. Within limits, this isn't a problem. Kids need to learn to handle frustrations and disappointments. With good enough caregivers, children learn that broken connections can be repaired. The critical issue is whether they can incorporate a feeling of being viscerally safe with their parents or other caregivers. In a study of attachment patterns in over 2,000 infants in normal middle-class environments, 62% were found to be secure, 15% avoidant, 9% anxious, also known as ambivalent, and 15% disorganized. Interestingly, this large study showed that the child's gender and basic temperament have little effect on attachment style. For example, children with difficult temperaments are not more likely to develop a disorganized style. Kids from lower socioeconomic groups are more likely to be disorganized, with parents often severely stressed by economic and family instability. Children who don't feel safe in infancy have trouble regulating their moods and emotional responses as they grow older. By kindergarten, many disorganized infants are either aggressive or spaced out and disengaged, and they go on to develop a range of psychiatric problems. They also show more physiological stress, as expressed in heart rate variability, stress hormone responses, and lower immune factors. Does this kind of biological dysregulation automatically reset to normal as a child matures or is moved to a safe environment? So far as we know, it does not.